Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1815 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for this day, a time of celebration, a time of praise. As we look to you, Heavenly Father, in a new year, a year, Heavenly Father, you sanctioned, declared, and decreed, a year of love in the month of February, that we embrace not only you, but we embrace all the things you have done in this world. So, Father, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you're worthy to be praised. It is in Jesus' name and for his sake we ask it all. And in Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. Amen. Giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in the ministry. Certainly we are grateful to be here in the presence of the Lord today. It's an exciting time. Celebrate the name of Jesus. To my brothers, Brother Bill and Brother Weston, Minister Cotton as well, are absent. We are so excited, and those that are listening by radio, Paradise Ministry, and those that are streaming, watching us live streaming on the internet, we greet you once again in the blessed name of the Lord and blessed Savior, Jesus the Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from the 15th chapter of the Gospel of John. John 15, verses 12 through 17. And we figured since this was a love month, we'd just piggyback off of that. John 15, verses 12 through about 17, where we find these words, which are recorded, and it's on our screen. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I commanded you. Henceforth, I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that ye should should go forth and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Praise the Lord. Let the church say amen. I want to use our topic, chosen and commanded to love. Chosen and commanded to love. These things, what are these things, have I commanded to you, that ye, you, love one another. That's imperative. It is not what the pastor say, the pope say, the president say, it's what the Lord says. He said, these things have I commanded all of us. That is a conditional covenant, a covenant that God has already declared for each and every one of us to be held under the covenant that he has established for us. And it is not optional. It's like the law. Either you do it or you don't do it. But he commanded each and every one of us to love one another. I want to begin with a little bit of a story. And it's a personal story because when we were in high school in Peabody, Magnet Drumline kind of brought it back, Daryl. When we were in high school and even elementary school, we always wanted to be chosen for something. I know the pastor did. When I was in about the fifth or sixth grade, fourth grade, I actually dropped out of school in fourth grade. Dropped out of school until Dad found out about it. And thank God I had a sister that would not let me fail, but also had a teacher, her name was Mrs. Haggerty, who would not let me fail either. But I dropped out of school, and one of the things that she knew that she needed to do to get this hard-headed student back into the classroom, because she said, Stanley, why did you stay out of the line and out of your classes for a whole 2 weeks? And I said, well, I didn't write the name of the schedule down and I didn't know what to do. But the reality was I had been moved from one grade level to the next and I did not like the section that I was in. For at that time there was A, B, C, and D section, and I had gone from the D section to the B section, and they were considered people who did not know as much as the D section, so I was offended and I was going to drop out of school. But Mrs. Haggerty knew that there was something in me. So she chose me for every single thing that she could include me in. She made me a group captain, which made have the responsibility of all of the people in the line back in the day. And then she put me in the student council, which gave me more responsibility. And then one day she saw this miraculous change in me, because she showed me how to draw my first house that didn't look like a little stick house. And that was impressive to me because she was taking time to demonstrate to me that she cared. She chose me. And the reason I'm here today is a product of that fourth grade teacher named Mrs. Haggerty. I still remember her for what she took time and gave me the opportunity to be something more than what I would have been. For if you had seen me in the fourth grade, I was headed to be going down the wrong path. Already hanging out with 18 and 19 year old guys. Guys that was into drugs and doing all kinds of stuff. And I can say even my brother. And if David, if you're listening to it, yeah, your dad was pretty rough. But your uncle was falling right in his footsteps, getting in all kind of trouble in the fourth grade at about 8 years old. And so it says something about being chosen, Antioch, how God chooses us to do certain things in our life. You didn't choose him. He chose you. This week, the Lord has been speaking directly to my heart personally concerning his love for us. And his love is demonstrated in everything that we see and everything that each and every one of us know. It is not the college and the universities that we matriculated at or we studied and learned all of the things that we learned. It is not how much we profess that we know in life. It's what God knows and God have affirmed for us to have in this dispensation of this church age for us to be a part of a program that he has for us. So God has demonstrated to us his love in everything that we know and everything that we do. God loved me so much that he saw me being wayward, but he was moving us into a position that we would have a greater fellowship and a greater love and respect for him. To know God, my brothers and sisters, is to love God. For God is love. God sent his son. He sent Jesus, who was and is his only begotten son, as a love gift into the world. A sacrificial love gift for each and every one of us. In spite of the fact that we didn't quite understand who he was, he came into this world as a love gift significantly for each and every one of us to learn more of him as we now migrate as brothers and sisters, but more applicable as Christians, which means to be Christ-like. And Jesus began to reveal what we call God's unconditional love that God has for us. It is unconditional. God has established, affirmed, and declared his love for us in spite of the fact that we sometimes don't love him. You know when we don't love him, Daryl? It's when we don't treat one another as brothers and sisters. We don't love him when we see other people for the color of their skin. We don't love him when our attitudes is all wayward and messed up, because God is love and love doesn't have that, because love covers a multitude of faults. I don't care what you've done. This pastor had all kinds of fault in his life, but that was a teacher who saw something in me, and she had unconditional love that helped me. And God's love is the same way, because whenever we are doing things that God is not pleased with, his love covers a multitude of the stuff that we are getting into and the stuff that we say to one another. Jesus, the Christ, came into this world with a ministry of love, the love of God being manifested in flesh, and Jesus fulfilled the eternal love that God had for the world, inclusive, not just for a few, but for the entire world. There was nothing easy about Jesus' ministry, like there's nothing easy about our life as well. But through it all, he, Jesus, accomplished the purpose of his ministry. And don't deceive yourself. God gave you a ministry. You're not here by accident. You're not here to just sit in the congregation, but God has given all of us a ministry. Pastor, I don't know my ministry. Have you talked to the one who gave you life? Pastor, I don't have skills. Have you talked to the one who can give you skills? Pastor, I can't sing. But it's not about what you sound like. It's about your service to the one who gave it to you. So when we sit here and do absolutely nothing, the Lord says, open up your heart and let your love come forth, because God inhabited the praises of his people. So God has an expectation for us not only to love one another, but to lift him up in spirit as well as in truth. Give him praise, give him honor, give him glory. That's what the Lord God has an expectation for us. My brothers and sisters, there are times that we will have to endure all kinds of issues in life that God has called us into. There are times that we will find that there are some obstacles.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
The Unstoppable Way.